This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. United States Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin on Friday revoked plea deals agreed to earlier this week with the man and two accomplices accused of masterminding the September 11th attacks, who are currently held at the U.S. military prison in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. Ryan Chang from Reuters reports.
Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and his two accomplices entered plea deals on Wednesday, according to the Pentagon. Mohammed is accused of masterminding the plot to fly hijacked commercial passenger aircraft into the World Trade Center in New York City and into the Pentagon on September 11th. A U.S. official speaking on condition of anonymity said the deals almost certainly involved guilty pleas in exchange for taking the death penalty off the table. However, on Friday, Austin relieved Susan Escalier, who oversees the Pentagon's Guantanamo War Court, of her authority to enter into pretrial agreements in the case and took on the responsibility himself.
Ryan Chang from Reuters. The dissidents freed and the prisoner swap are vowing to keep up the fight against Russian President Vladimir Putin. AP correspondent Ben Thomas has more.
Vladimir Karamurza was one of the Russian dissidents released in the largest prisoner swap between Russia and the West since the Cold War. At a news conference in Germany Friday, he spoke defiantly, describing how prison officials had come to him in recent days, asking him to sign a statement. He refused.
He continued to not get any humor. He said, well, why won't you write it? And I said, well, first of all, because I don't consider Mr. Putin to be a legitimate president of my country. I consider him to be a dictator, a usurper, and a murderer. And I'm not going to sign any petitions for mercy to him.
Though he did, 2 days later, put that in writing. I'm Ben Thomas.
U.S. Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump has agreed to an offer from Fox News to hold a debate with Democratic U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris on September 4th. This is VOA News. Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro warned on Friday of consequences if opposition presidential candidate Edmundo González were to present their vote tallies to the Supreme Tribunal of Justice. The opposition says its own detailed tally shows González likely received 67% of the vote, a result in line with independent exit polls. Multiple countries have declared González the legitimate winner of the election, including the United States, Argentina, Panama, and Uruguay. The Israeli army and Palestinian media say an airstrike on a vehicle in the occupied West Bank killed five Palestinians. More from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
The army said its forces struck a vehicle carrying five militants in a rural area northwest of the city of Tolkarem in the northwest West Bank early Saturday morning, as the occupants were on their way to carry out an attack. The Palestinian Health Ministry says over 590 Palestinians have been killed by Israeli fire in the West Bank since the Israel-Hamas war erupted in Gaza last October. The strike comes just days after the consecutive assassinations of Hamas's leader and a top Hezbollah commander. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
British police are putting more officers on the streets amid warnings of more violent disorder this weekend, and mosques have tightened security after anti-immigration protesters torched cars following the murder of three young girls. Riots involving hundreds of people or thousands in one protest in London have erupted this week after false information spread rapidly online that the suspect in the killings in the northwest town of Southport was a radical Muslim migrant. Protesters in Nigeria on Saturday started the third day of the nationwide hardship protests by singing the national anthem that their government banned just over 2 months ago.
I'm all exercising faith that what we are doing right now will yield positive results. But I cannot categorically say that the government will listen, but will definitely bring them to their knees.
For the past 3 days, Nigerians have been protesting economic hardships caused by the president's reforms that have caused rampant inflation, weakened the currency, and inflicted hunger on ordinary Nigerians. Amnesty International said on Friday that at least 13 protesters have been killed.
And some of us are scared because of what happened yesterday, the live shooting.
Inspired by youth-led protests in Kenya, Nigerians have organized the protests online, saying they would sustain their action for the next 10 days. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. I'm Christina Menenti. VOA News.